You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Forecasters say there is a strong chance of thunderstorms the rest of the week in Houston and Central Texas, two areas devastated over the holiday weekend.
Keep an eye on what is going on, and if it does start flooding, to stay home and not drive out into it.
That was forecaster Paul Lewis from the National Weather Service. This is USA Headline News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here. When it's lunchtime, it's work time, which means you should stop working because it's almost lunchtime. My $5 fill-up with chicken tenders, all-new FLG sauce, mashed potatoes, a cookie, and a drink is delicious. Enough food to keep your belly working overtime on a double shift of satisfaction. And because it's only $5, you won't have to eat your whole paycheck. So punch out at work so you can get to work on that $5 fill-up. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Offer includes three tenders, side biscuit, cookie, and medium drink. Pricing and participation may vary.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
The U.S. Justice Department says 14 people, including two vice presidents of soccer's governing body, have been indicted for allegedly acquiring millions of dollars in bribes and kickbacks.
Earlier today, Swiss authorities in Zurich arrested seven of the defendants charged in this indictment, including the current president of CONCACAF. We are also in the process of seeking the apprehension of additional defendants. All of these defendants abused the U.S. financial system and violated U.S. law, and we intend to hold them accountable.
That was U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch. The stock market is opening higher following its worst day in 3 weeks. The U.S. dollar is extending its gains against some other currencies, lifted by signs of improvement in the U.S. economy, such as better-than-expected numbers on home sales, durable goods, and consumer confidence. Fed Chair Janet Yellen implied that an interest rate hike is likely within this year, further pushing up the greenback. This is USA Headline News.
A recent study proved that companies whose sales staff used promotional products did 22% more business than companies that didn't. Show it, wave it, share it, even give it away. But whatever you do, put your logo on it. Small businesses, large corporations, even mom and pops increase their brand with promo products from USAPromoStuff.com. Pens, bags, office items, stadium cups, USA Promo Stuff has it. So go get it. Visit USAPromoStuff.com. USAPromoStuff.com. That's USAPromoStuff.com.
A one-year travel ban is expiring for five senior Taliban leaders held in U.S. detention at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel reports.
The five were released last year in exchange for Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. The end of their travel ban raises the possibility that the five can move freely around the world as early as Monday. Under terms of the exchange in May 2014, the detainees were sent to Qatar, where officials there agreed to monitor their activities and prevent them from leaving the country. U.S. officials have discussed the possibility of extending the travel ban after it expires on June 1st, but so far the White House has not publicly announced any new agreement with Qatar. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
Troubles in eastern Ukraine continue. Ukrainian government and rebel officials say seven people have been killed over the last day of fighting between armed forces and separatists. Shelling diminished following a February ceasefire deal, but fighting has worsened in recent weeks. Efforts by the Iraqi government to force ISIS from the western Anbar province have been dealt a setback. The extremists have carried out a wave of suicide attacks targeting the Iraqi army, killing at least 17 troops. The attacks came hours after the government announced the start of an operation to recapture areas under control of the extremist group. Nuclear talks continue in Vienna between Iran and six world powers. They are hoping to reach an agreement by the June deadline on a deal that would place long-term curbs on Tehran's nuclear programs in exchange exchange for the lifting of sanctions. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
The weather for Hunterdon County. Currently, it is 79 degrees with a humidity at 69%. Heat index is 81% and visibility is at 8 miles. Today is partly cloudy with a partly cloudy today, and I do believe rain is expected later this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 65. And tomorrow, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4. Some storms could produce gusty winds, mostly cloudy with a high near 87. A chance of showers Wednesday night and thunderstorms, mainly before 10 p.m. And low around 66. Thursday, some more showers and thunderstorms expected with a high near 87 and partly cloudy on Thursday night. It'll be mostly sunny on Friday with a high near 84, high near 84 on Saturday. And Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy. With a high near 76. It is currently 12:08.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's show. I am a licensed professional counselor and have been in the field of counseling for about 30 years now. So I've got a little bit of experience under my belt. And I've been doing this Counselor's Chat now for, I guess, well over 2 years, which is really a neat thing. I'm really glad that I've been able to bring this show to you, and I hope for those of you that are listening that you let other people know that I am available and that you can sort of spread the word that I'm out here. You can also go to the www.hunterdonchamberradio.com site and look up Counselor's Chat, and you can go back and listen to any of the programs that I have done in the past. So, with that being said, little plug for my show, my topic today is codependency. Now, last week I talked about adult children of alcoholics, and I did touch on codependency a little bit, a little foreshadowing there in terms of my program for today. And codependency is a very interesting term. It's really been around for only about 40 years, and yet we really use it quite often in our regular day-to-day jargon. It's really become a very commonplace word to use for the most part. Now, that doesn't mean that people actually know what it means, they just use it. Originally, the word was applied to spouses of alcoholics. Originally, they were called co-alcoholics. primarily because the spouse of an alcoholic was as addicted to the addict or alcoholic as the alcoholic was addicted to alcohol. So that's the co-alcoholic, or person who's dependent on alcohol, the co-dependent, dependent with. However, we begin to recognize that codependency and the characteristics of codependency is much more prevalent in the general population than you can really imagine. As a matter of fact, I personally believe that we live in a very, very codependent society. If you were raised in a dysfunctional family, chances are you've become codependent. It doesn't have to be that you grew up in an alcoholic family or a family where there's addiction, drug addiction, gambling addiction, food addiction, sex addiction, workaholism, shopping addiction, extreme religious fundamentalism, physical illness, mental illness, poverty, divorce. Okay, so that's like everybody, right? So that's why I say codependency is really affects just about all of us to some extent. And most American families are dysfunctional. That's why when I use the word, you know, when people use the word normal or the norm, you know, I don't really suggest that people become normal. I say healthy. I like to say healthy because the other aspect of that is what's healthy for me may not necessarily be healthy for you, because we're all different. We all have different physiologies, different emotional needs, different belief systems. But I digress. Codependency. It actually has a list of symptoms. You don't need to have all the symptoms to be codependent, but you can have quite a few of them. And again, like I said, it's something that comes from growing up in a dysfunctional family. So first of all, it's really important to know that codependents tend to have really low self-esteem. Feelings that you're not good enough. Negative self-statements. Feeling unlovable, feeling inadequate. Even though you may be successful, you still think you're not good enough. There's lots of feelings of shame and guilt, beliefs in being perfect or the need to be perfect. Everything needs to be perfect. Everybody needs to like me. You crave other people giving you esteem. So it's other esteem, not self-esteem. Because you think that's how you can get some good self-esteem. And yet at the same time, when someone gives you a compliment, you don't know what to do with it. It kind of comes at you, gets to your face, and literally separates out and goes somewhere else. It doesn't sink into your brain that you go, oh, yeah, they're talking about me, and, you know, that's right, I am pretty good at ... or I do feel good about myself, or I do recognize that I'm capable in this area or that area. So often people who are codependent say, well, I don't want to boast. Well, I'm not talking about boasting. I'm not saying I'm better than you at this or better than him at this or whatever. It's just I happen to be good at ... and I like the fact that I can do these things, and I enjoy the fact that I have a good sense of humor and that I'm capable and that I've accomplished things and I have particular talents. Self-esteem, what I like about myself, where I feel lovable and adequate. So, my gosh, time flies. Time for a commercial. And I will be back. I'm Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI,
the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at HuntertonChamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamir Roll, your host for today's program, and I am talking about codependency. Codependency is a term that's been around for about 40 years, and it's something that develops when we grow up in a dysfunctional home, and most American families are dysfunctional, so you are in the majority if you are struggling with codependency, or you may not even realize it, which hopefully this program will provide some enlightenment. So some of the symptoms, I started off talking about low self-esteem. That is a primary one. The need to be needed helps boost self-esteem. If I'm not needed, then there's something wrong with me. I'm worthless. People-pleasing is the next thing. It's fine to want to please someone that you care about, but codependent people usually don't think they have a choice. Saying no causes a great deal of anxiety. Very difficult to say, I'm going to disappoint someone. I can't live with the guilt. So they have a hard time saying no. As a matter of fact, someone who's codependent may go out of their way and sacrifice their own needs to accommodate other people. People who are codependent have poor boundaries. Well, heck, I talk about that all the time. So a boundary is an imaginary line between you and other people. A limit is another part of that. A limit, like if I think of a property line. The limit is as far as I can go within my property line to the boundary, inside. The boundary is as far as you can go towards my property before you cross the property line. A lot of times, you know, fences make good neighbors. Well, that's the thing. I'm creating a property line. I can put my flower garden up to this limit, or else I cross your boundary. And if you walk over into my vegetable garden or flower garden, you've crossed my boundary. So limits and boundaries are important. But as a codependent, we really don't know what that is. One of the reasons is we're so busy saying yes. We never say no. So our boundaries are weak. We don't even recognize when people have trampled on our feelings and our boundaries. Oftentimes, we feel responsible for other people's feelings, feel responsible for their problems, take on the blame, blame other people. Sometimes codependents have extremely rigid boundaries, very black and white, all or nothing. And sometimes flip back and forth between very weak boundaries to very rigid ones. A lot of times I'll say to someone who's codependent, it's like you're a puddle. You're just kind of, you know, you're all over. You don't have any really good boundaries. And I also do a little exercise. So I ask my client, you know, stand up, and I walk and I face them and say, how are you feeling? Okay. Get a little close. How do you feel? Okay. It's amazing. Sometimes people who are codependent, you can, sorry about that, just hit the microphone. You can get really close to someone's face before they feel uncomfortable. The spatial boundaries, which is about 18 inches, is blurred. Someone who's codependent is very reactive. Again, because of poor boundaries, overreact to things, become defensive, absorb words and hold them. You know, this insult, I take it, and it's, you know, don't realize that somebody's just giving their opinion, feels that it's a reflection on you, feel threatened by people who disagree with you, definitely overreact. You know, if my husband wants to wear a polka dot tie, a striped shirt and plaid pants, I'm not responsible. He's a big boy. He could pick his own clothes. Not responsible for how he looks. Caretaking is another common characteristic of someone who's codependent. Again, poor boundaries. So what happens is we're always picking up someone else's problem, fixing someone else's mess. It's natural to feel some empathy and sympathy for someone, but people who are codependent, they put other people in front of themselves. As a matter of fact, the need to help is overwhelming, and when the help is rejected, they feel rejected. What, you don't want me to help you? I need you to need me. And people keep trying to fix and help and caretake, even when it's not needed. I want to caretake your feelings. I don't want you to feel bad. I don't want you to be disappointed. I don't want you to be angry. I don't want you to be hurt. I don't want you to have to struggle. A lot of times I hear parents say, I don't want my children ever to feel disappointed. Well, that's caretaking. Rather, allow your children to have the feeling of disappointment and teach them how to cope with it. Another characteristic is control. Well, you know, control helps codependents feel safe and secure. Everything. Gotta have everything in control. Gotta control me. I gotta control you. I gotta control the future. I gotta control the chaos. I gotta control the limits. I gotta control the outcome. Well, if we think of the root cause of codependency, like alcoholism, generally when someone is an alcoholic, they're out of control. The whole family is out of control. So there's this need to feel safe and be in control. It can cause people to manipulate other people. You can end up being bossy. You have lots of shoulds in your life. may even allow you, or not allow, it's not the word, create in you the ability to cross other people's boundaries. I'm going to go in and I'm going to take over. I'm going to take control, and I know how it should be, and I could see how this person is doing it wrong, and if only they listen to me. It's control. It's that old, I'm pointing my finger at everyone else and seeing everything that they're doing wrong, and I'm not looking at myself at all. People who are codependent generally have very poor communication skills, especially when it comes to communicating feelings and needs. Generally, someone who's codependent is almost like a chameleon. I'm going to like what you like. I'm going to do what you want to do. I'm going to make sure that you're happy. Hey, you want to go out for ice cream? Sure, let's go. I'll go with you. What's your favorite flavor? I don't know. What's yours? Oh, butter pecan. Okay, I'll take that too. That sounds good. Oh, your favorite color's green? Yeah, that one's mine too. Oh, yours is blue. Yeah, I like blue too. So a codependent person has a little sense of self, therefore backing up on that low self-esteem. They don't know how to say, I don't like that. Just like saying, I don't know how to say no. A codependent can't say no. A codependent can't say, I don't like that. A codependent doesn't have good boundaries, good limits. Feelings? I don't know what I feel. What do you feel? I have no idea. I'm gonna back up my feeling. You're happy about that? Then I'm happy about that. You're angry about that? Well, you know, then I'm angry about it too. I'll be upset with whatever you're upset with. What ends up happening is the codependent person actually becomes dishonest. Out of fear of not being in control. You see how these things kind of back up on each other? A codependent person can struggle with their own obsessions, their own fears and anxieties. Huge fear of making a mistake. Can sometimes lapse into fantasy about how things should be, or about how someone should love you, or how you should love them. Always coming up with ways to avoid the pain of the present. Staying in denial. Have to have everything just right. That's part of that control aspect. And someone who is codependency is also very dependent. Dependent because, as I said before, they need people to need them. Definitely afraid of being rejected or abandoned. Because generally, someone who is codependent can't really function on their own. They don't know who they are. So they always need to be in a relationship. Always feeling depressed, always feeling lonely. Don't know how to be with themselves. Generally, can be an abusive relationship and have no idea how to end a relationship. Often feeling trapped and unloved. So I'm going to do more to get your love. I'm going to be more to get your love. I'm going to try and control the situation. I'm obsessed with it. So, this is a topic that can use a couple of hours, but I need to have a little break and go to the news, and I will be back shortly with more on codependency. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. After days of heavy rain, water is flowing over the top of a dam at a lake southwest of Dallas. Experts say a 20-foot wall of water could be ushered out if that happens.
It's essential to understand that in so many of the rivers across the state of Texas, we are going to continue to have rising waters. If there are rising waters, if your local elected officials tell you to evacuate, it is essential that you heed those warnings.
That was Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Meanwhile, the number of missing in the Texas floods includes two people who were in a boat that capsized in Houston as they were helping with rescue efforts yesterday. Forecasters say there is a strong chance of thunderstorms the rest of the week in Houston and Central Texas, two areas devastated over the holiday weekend.
Keep an eye on what is going on, and if it does start flooding, to stay home and not drive out into it.
That was forecaster Paul Lewis from the National Weather Service. This is USA Headline News.
You make the decision to buy the home, then you're faced with what's next. What do we do?
We started at Realtor.com.
Realtor.com gave us a lot more current information.
Listings are pulled directly from the MLS every 15 minutes.
Once you've gone through all of that, the Realtor makes it happen.
We worked with the Realtor that really knew the area.
And he knew the market.
When you have someone who has the expertise, it makes it so much easier.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save, with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Ups, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, licensed professional counselor and your host for today's show, and I've been talking about codependency and giving you some of the information about what codependency looks like. And like I said, it's something that probably the majority of the people in the United States struggle with, don't even realize they're struggling with it. Because we all come from some sort of family dysfunction. Like I say to my clients, the downside is that we happen to be human beings and our parents have to be human beings. Is there's just no such thing as a perfect human being. So codependent people struggle with low self-esteem, are people pleasers, have poor boundaries, overreact and are reactive, caretake, control, have dysfunctional communications, tend to be obsessive, dependent on other people, just going through the list here, and denial. People who are codependent often don't realize that they need help for it. They're in denial for it. I mean, you know, I'm a good person. I'm taking care of other people's needs. I mean, that's not bad, right? Well, when I don't have a good sense of boundary and I don't have a good sense of self and my self-esteem is low, I don't realize that I may have codependency. And it affects so many things. I don't even realize that I'm vulnerable. I struggle with intimacy if I'm codependent. And I don't mean sexual intimacy or sexual dysfunction. Oftentimes, those that might play a role. I'm talking about being close. I'm talking about being open and emotionally vulnerable to someone else. Well, if I have low self-esteem, I'm filled with shame, lots of guilt, weak boundaries. I'm not good at judging other people. In terms of someone who is healthy to be in a healthy relationship with, I'm caretaking people. I'm finding people who are dysfunctional in some way, and I'm trying to fix them, and it can be painful. I don't know that I have a need to be separate, that I need have a need to be myself. I'm always rescuing someone. I'm always the one taking the little puppies home to take care of them. And people who are codependent generally have a lot of emotional pain. It's because codependency is stressful and it leads to painful emotions. There's a lot of self-judgment because I can't seem to rescue people and get people to be healthy and get people to be the way they should be, and I can't seem to get this committee to understand, and I can't seem to get my boss to understand, and I can't seem to get everyone whatever and rescue. And I keep rescuing because I'm so afraid I'm going to get abandoned. And God forbid I make a mistake and I'm a failure, and boy, I always feel like a failure because I'm trapped. I'm trapped in this need to rescue and enable and to take care of. And I end up with things like anger and resentment and depression and hopelessness and despair and maybe even become suicidal. So codependency is a real issue. Taking care of other people's needs, taking care of other people's feelings, enabling. What does enabling mean? Codependent people tend to enable. Yeah, that's right. You can leave early from work. That's fine. I'll pick up after you. I won't. Oh, you come in late all the time. You know, no, I'll take care of it so you don't get into trouble. My husband's got a hangover, so you know, let me call and I'll take care of it for you. I'll make sure everything. I'll clean everything up. I'll fix it. No, I don't want you to feel bad. I don't want you to be disappointed. Let me keep buying you all the things that you want, and I won't set any boundaries. There'll be no limits. You can do whatever you want. Because I want you to like me. I want you to love me. I want you to accept me. I want to take care of your feelings for you. To the point where I might even force you to try and do something because I think it's good for you. When you think of our country in general, the entitlement programs that we have, are there some people that need services? Absolutely. No doubt. And at the same time, we make things easy for people. I just had somebody say to me that they had a DWI, but they were under 18, so they didn't get any consequence. Really? Why, because you're under 18? There's no consequence for drinking and driving? What if you'd killed somebody? That is our codependent society. That is, and I know I've said this before, and some people may disagree with me, friends don't let friends drive drunk. I will be the codependent. The rest of you can drink and get drunk and get high to your heart's content. And you can puke in my car, and you can whatever, but I'll be the one that's going to drive you home, and I'm not having any fun, and then I got to clean up the mess in my car. But, you know, nobody got hurt. Well, that's a very codependent thing to do. friends don't let friends drive drunk. How about this? Don't drink to excess. Don't get high to excess so that you can take care of yourself. If I'm going to drink so much so that I get drunk so someone else is going to drive me home, that's a problem. But that's what we promote. That's what we encourage. We encourage people to get drunk because there's always going to be somebody else that's going to drive, and that person's the one that's going to enable and take care of and be codependent. And we do that in so many areas. Because we don't want somebody to be upset. We don't want people to get angry. We should feel sorry for other people and give them leeway because they've had problems. We should keep giving people fish instead of teaching them to fish. We're upside down in that. And that's the codependency. Is it important to sometimes give people a leg up? Yes, of course. I'm not talking about being cold-hearted. I'm talking about not being codependent. There's a difference. The good news is there is help in recovery for codependency. There's some good books that you can read. It's a good place to start sometimes. There's the groundbreaking, probably most popular book called Codependent No More. I still use it in my office all the time. I think it's a fabulous book. It lists all of the characteristics of a codependent. It talks about how codependents love the drama. Love the drama. The Cartman drama triangle. I'm going to rescue and enable. That's what I'm going to do. Rescue and enable people. Caretake them. And then I go to this other corner of the triangle. And they get angry with me. Hey, I could do that myself. What are you doing that for? So then I persecute them. Well, I'm only helping you. What are you angry about? I'm only here to do this for you. You're ungrateful. Can't you see that I know better than you? And now I feel like a victim. They're always picking on me. Nobody appreciates me. And I go out and find someone else that I could rescue or enable because I don't want to be the victim. I want to be the hero. I'm going to rescue. Well, it's about time for another commercial break, and I am going to come back and talk a little bit more about codependency and how to overcome codependency. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program, Counselor's Chat.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
I'm Karen Politash of MGX Outdoor, and being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present hunterdonchamberradio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. And I've been talking about codependency. And went through a list of a lot of the characteristics of codependency and some of the causes. You know, growing up in dysfunctional families where a child is constantly called upon to meet the needs of others. There's always some type of caretaking role to fill. Could be because I have a large family and I'm the oldest and I have to take care of my brothers and sisters. It might be that mom is sick or dad's an alcoholic or there's a broken relationship in the family or maybe even one of my siblings is not well. Codependency is not necessarily something that, well, another way to say this, codependency develops out of the need of the family. It's just that the downside is as children, don't get to know who you are. You're busy caretaking other people. And you just bring that behavior into your adult life. But you know that there's something wrong. Your self-esteem is shot. You're afraid of rejection. You don't pick healthy relationships. You're afraid of intimacy. You know that you're controlling. You're highly manipulative. You don't even know what your favorite color is. Excuse me, I think it's some allergies are beginning to affect my voice, so excuse that. But there is hope. There's always hope. Al-Anon. Al-Anon is the family counterpart to AA. It's a great program for people who are struggling with codependency. There's also Codependence Anonymous, another support group, very much like Al-Anon, where you can get some good support. And of course, therapy. I always promote therapy. I can't help it. I'm a therapist. But there are a lot of positive things that can come out of getting some good therapy when you begin to recognize that you're struggling with codependency. You learn the difference between being passive, passive-aggressive, aggressive, and assertive. You may not know that being assertive is the healthy place to be, and it's a skill. That means I know how to say no. I learn how to say no. I stop taking care of other people. The most uncomfortable thing about growing away from codependency is that you begin to feel selfish. And I say to people, I draw on a board, I've got codependency on one side, I have selfish on the other, and in the middle of the board I put self-care in balance. So that means there are times that I absolutely have to say no. When I learn how to say no, I stop becoming a victim. I stop enabling. I stop caretaking. I realize that not everyone has to like me and love me. I may even recognize that I have my own self-destructive behaviors, and I begin to let go of those things. I learn how to deal with stress. So I'm going to incorporate some stress management things into my life, like meditation. Give myself time to get a massage or go to yoga. Go for a walk. I suggest to people who are codependent, journal. Write down your feelings. Begin to recognize your favorites. Say, let's make a list. I want you to think, write down, I don't even know what they are. Okay, you know what? Here's a magazine. That's what I say. Here's the magazines. I want you to make a collage. Anything that strikes your fancy. Oh, I think I like this. Oh, I like that. Let's see what you come up with. Are these things your favorites? Look at that. You've picked a lot of things that are yellow. Do you think yellow is your favorite color? Is that the thing that pleases you? So then what ends up happening? I don't know, I think yellow, yeah, I really like yellow. I'm gonna paint my kitchen yellow. And your friend says, oh, you don't want a yellow kitchen, I like blue kitchens. And you go, oh yeah, my kitchen should be blue. And you say, no, I'm gonna paint my kitchen yellow because that's the color that I like. I'm painting it yellow for me because I like yellow. It's very uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to say no to people because they may not like you. And here's the thing. If I have a friend in my life who cannot accept that there are going to be some times that I'm going to say, no, I'm not available, no, I can't do that. And if they say, fine, I'm not good. If you can't do everything I want you to do, I'm not going to be your friend, then that's okay. Because one of the things that's important about growing out of codependency is building a good sense of self-esteem. I like who I am. I'm noticing my self-talk. And my self-talk is going from something that is negative to something that's positive. I don't tell myself I'm stupid when I make a mistake. I say, oh, I made a mistake. Let me learn from it. It's an opportunity to learn. I say to my clients all the time, oh, here comes that word, opportunity. I tell people how I feel. Not because I want to control them and make them do something different. How come I can't make them? How can I make my husband happy? I hear that all the time. How can I make my husband happy? Well, sadly, you can't make your husband happy. You can't make your husband feel anything. So I use this example. If my husband got fired from his job today, God forbid, And he came home, and he was miserable. And I said, let me make you your favorite dinner, and you'll be happy. You think that's going to really change the way he feels? No. It's not going to do anything. It's going to cover up the feeling, if anything. So, to be empathetic, wow, that really hurts. That's really tough. That's really a hard situation. I'm not going to quit my job because you lost yours and give you my job. I use the Good Samaritan story out of the Bible all the time with codependents. You know, the guy is laying all beat up and bruised and bloodied. He's in the ditch. He's been beaten and robbed. People walk by. I'm not going to do anything with this guy. But the Samaritan comes by. He's from Samaria. It was a place back in the ancient Middle East. And he helps him. Gets him out of the ditch. Takes him to the hotel. Gives the innkeeper enough money to make sure that he's okay. He says, you know, clean him up. Give him some food. Get him some clothes. Let him stay here until he can be on his own. He doesn't say, oh, poor guy, I'm going to take you home and I'm going to set you up in the corner of my house and you could just be there for the rest of your life. I'll take care of you from now on. You don't need for anything. And I would guess that the Samaritan probably was a wealthy man. He gave him his cloak. He paid for the inn. He didn't give him everything he had. He had some boundaries. He had some limits. He helped the person out up to an extent. Like I said, he didn't take him home and caretake him. He didn't enable him. Hey, when you're on your feet, that's great. Go back home. Go back to your job. Do the things that you need to do to continue on taking care of yourself. Great story. Anyway, I hope that this was useful. If you recognize that you're struggling with codependency for yourself, like I said, it's very, very prevalent in our society today, please contact a therapist. If you want more information about me, you can go on the web, www.altarolecounselor.net. That's Altarole, two L's, counselor, O-R. .net, altarolecounselor.net. And you can find out more information about what I do as a licensed professional counselor of a private practice right on Main Street in Flemington. And I deal with people struggling with codependency all the time and addictions, early recovery, excuse me, anxiety, depression, couples counseling, obsessive compulsive disorder, grief, recovery, anger management, many different things. If you are interested in making a comment, you can call me at 908-237-2899 and make a comment on my program, or if you have a suggestion for a topic, or if you would like to make an appointment. I don't keep a waiting list, so if you were to call and wanted to set up an appointment, I would be happy to set one up as soon as possible. So, I hope you all have a good day and a good week, and I hope this was a useful program and you learned something about codependency and recognize if you're codependent yourself, know that there is help and you don't need to struggle with it alone. And I am Ruth Altamir Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and I would like us to remove the stigma for good mental health. Have a good week.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship.